Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle. What are you doing?
Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Oh, I wonder what you are.
It's time for bedtime stories. And that's Thompson. He's decided to change our intro. Oops. That was Thompson. So, we're reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle. This is Chapter 7, The Nottingham Town Fair. What's the name of the chapter, Thompson?
The Nottingham Town Fair.
Spring and summer had long passed, and the mellow month of October had come. Apples had ripened, harvest were gathered, and the air was cool and fresh. It was time for the great fair, which was held every 5 years at Nottingham Town. Archery had always been the main sport, but this year the sheriff hesitated to proclaim it, fearing that Robin Hood and his band might come. At last he decided to offer a prize they wouldn't want, 2 fat steers. Little John, Will Stutely, and young David of Doncaster heard the news at the Blue Boar Inn. Little John told Robin he wanted to go and shoot, but Robin had some doubts. "You are my right-hand man and a strong fellow, Little John," said Robin. "Even if you are not as cunning as Will Stutely, I could not bear to lose you. That's different than use you. Yeah. "I will wear scarlet and hide my brown hair in a hood, and no one will know me," said Little John. So he clad himself in scarlet and set off to the fair. Many people on the road turned to look at the strong, tall fellow in scarlet, and he smiled and nodded back to them. First he went to the drinking booth, where beer and ale flowed, and called to all around him to be merry and have a drink with him. Then he went to the dancing booth, where 3 men made sweet music with bagpipes. Here he laid down his bow and arrows and leaped high, snapping his fingers and charming the lasses with his dancing steps. After he had danced a long time, he strolled to the platform where men battle with staffs. Now, Little John loved a good bout, and what happened next is still sung about in ballads to this day. There was one fellow, Eric O'Lincoln, who cracked the head of every man that met him in the ring. He stood to one side of the ring, boasting his skill. When he spotted Little John, he called him a long-legged coward. Little John was tired of the man's boasting and wanted to teach him a lesson. "Is there a man here that will lend me a good strong staff so I may try this fellow?" called Little John. At this, 10 men offered their staves, and Little John picked the heaviest one. He tossed it up onto the platform, leaped lightly after it, and snatched it up in his hand again. Those that stood around saw the bravest display of fighting with a staff ever seen in Nottingham. Little John and Eric O'Lincoln bounted 3 full rounds, both guarding themselves so well that no blow was struck till the 3rd round. Then Little John rapped Eric's head. Before Eric could get his balance, Little John swung a blow so heavy, Eric fell as though he would never move again. This ended the famous bout. But now the time had come for the longbow match, and a crowd followed Little John to the range. Though every man shot well, Little John was the best of all, and the crowd cheered him. "Hurrah for Reynold Greenleaf," they cried, for this was the name Little John had called himself that day. Then the sheriff stepped down from his raised seat and came to where the archer stood. He looked closely at Little John and said, "I think I have seen your face before." "Perhaps," said Little John, "for I have often seen your worship." But the sheriff did not suspect who he was. "Reynold Greenleaf," said the sheriff, "you are the best hand at the longbow I have ever seen, next to that knave Robin Hood. Would you join my service, good fellow? You would have good pay, 3 suits of clothes a year, and good food and ale." Little John agreed to this, for he thought he might find some merry jokes if he worked in the sheriff's house. To celebrate his victory, Little John gave the steers he had won to the people around him. They built large fires and roasted the steers and drank ale. When the day faded and the moon rose over the spires and towers of Nottingham Town, the people joined hands and danced. Around the fires they went, skipping to the music of bagpipes and harps. By this time, the sheriff and his new servant, Reynold Greenleaf, were in the castle of Nottingham. End of chapter 7. Ooh, what's going to happen? Little John's joined the sheriff. Oh, I'm so excited. What do you think's going to happen, Thompson?
Well, I think he's going to go back and see Robin Hood, too.
Yeah, I bet he's going to work well side of the fence. Ah, he's so sneaky. Little John is awesome. But no, that's all Little we have John's time for tonight.
Now, Robin Hood's even better than Little John.
At shooting arrows, yeah. But not at fighting with a staff. Remember, John beat him up with the staff, knocked him into the creek, and liked him so much how he lost. They both laughed, and then they became friends. That was a while ago. Anyways, that's all we have time for tonight. Good night.